This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. 2 years ago, things were going pretty well for Gold Spot. That's a band that blends indie pop, rock, and Bollywood sounds. They released their debut, Tally of the Yes Men, on a major label, built a strong fan base, and even scored a top 20 single in the UK. And then U2 came along. Those megastars signed a huge deal with Universal Music. That, coupled with mergers and the shrinking of the music industry, left little money for everybody else, including Gold Spot. But then a funny thing happened to the band. They just kept on going and got even bigger. Now they've independently produced their new album titled And the Elephant is Dancing. They're still selling out shows. They still have their fans. They just don't have a big label telling them how to do it. The members of Gold Spot are with us now in Washington, and they're led by lead singer Siddhartha Khosla, and he's with us now. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
I understand I can call you Sid.
Yes, you may.
Is that okay? Now, would you introduce everybody else for us?
Absolutely. Today in the NPR studios, we have James Gabby on guitar, Jake Owen on guitar, and all of the lovely Bollywood sounds you'll be hearing today. Paul Jenkins on bass, and Dave Sharma on drums.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Hello.
So, Gold Spot, where does the name come from?
As a kid, I lived in India for 2 or 3 years, and it was my favorite soda. Gold Spot was the Indian equivalent of Sunkist. It brings back a lot of memories of my childhood and living with my cousins in India, and we drank a lot of Gold Spot.
Okay, well, that clears up that mystery. Thank you for not making something else up. I was thinking it was something like deep and spiritual.
Oh, no, there's really nothing deep to this.
Sun-kissed, okay. And what about your musical influences? Where does your sense of what music should be come from?
You know, I was born in the U.S., and my parents came from India in the late 70s. They came among a bunch of engineers and doctors that came from India at that time. And with them, they brought all the music that they grew up listening to. It was these classic artists from, you know, the 1950s and 60s, like Mohammed Rafi and Kishore Kumar. These are just phenomenal singers. They used to be the playback singers, so they used to sing the background music for all the films, the old Bollywood films. So I grew up listening to whatever they listened to, and it, you know, became just part of me. And as I got older, I started listening to, you know, the Beatles and R.E.M. and The Cure and The Smiths. And so what we have now is some combination of all that in some way.
So I understand you're going to play a little something for us. I think you're going to start with Call Center Girl.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that before you play it, if you would.
You know, when I was making this record, one of the most important parts of the record to me, a part that I wanted to bring out, was Indian culture in some way in this record. You know, it was something that I grew up on. It's an important part of who I am, and I wanted it in the music. And there was an article that I read several years back. One of the lines in the article was, "The elephant dances while the West sleeps." And it was an article on outsourcing and just talking about how when we're sleeping here, quite literally, Indians are up working. So it inspired this song called Call Center Girl. And one of my cousins actually works in a call center in India. And her name is Pooja Khosla, but when she answers the phone, she answers it Pam Carson.
Okay.
So this song is called Call Center Girl.
Well, let's hear it. Like we connect. Thank you very much. That was Call Center Girl. I was thinking about that. Now, you don't have to know that you're of South Asian origin to, you know, appreciate the song. Do you want people to know?
I don't think it really matters. I'd like for people to listen to the music and like it just because they do. And if they know that, you know, I'm of South Asian descent, then that's cool too.
Have you ever performed in India?
Yes.
What's that like?
It's amazing. You know, in many ways, playing in India was a dream come true for me. And, you know, I grew up listening to all these artists that I told you about before. So it was always my dream to do what they did, you know. And so we got invited to play at a festival 3 years ago in India. And we went out there and played in Mumbai, you know, for 5,000 or 6,000 people there that came to see us play. And it was pretty surreal because, you know, I was up there on stage performing and we were up there and it actually, I imagined as if I was one of those singers that inspired me and what it must have been like, you know, back in the day to be up there in front of all these people in India performing. And it felt great, you know. The special part about it was that our music had reached that audience in that country. The other part of it, too, is that they don't get Western bands that come through there that often. So to have us come there, you know, for them was just a special treat because it rarely happens. So you could feel that a lot of these kids that came to the shows had been waiting for a very, very long time to see us or to just see any band.
And of course, their parents are cursing you now because they don't want to be rockers. But
yeah, exactly.
Speaking of parents, how do your parents feel about your chosen course?
Now or then?
Now and then and now.
Well, let's start with then. When I was a kid, my mom used to force me to sing against my will. We used to go to temple every Sunday. There was a Hindu temple that we'd go to in New Jersey, which is where I grew up. And Saturday night, she'd give me a book of lyrics and say, "Here, you're singing this tomorrow." And I'd say, "Why am I? What do you mean?" She goes, "Here, you're going to sing this tomorrow." So I learned based on, you know, my mom really just coaxing me and pushing me and, you know, oftentimes against my will. And at the time, I hated her for it, and now I'm grateful to her for it. And when I decided to pursue this as a serious career, you know, they were nervous in the beginning. They came to this country, and they worked their butts off to basically get to where they are now. And knowing how difficult the entertainment industry and the music industry is, you know, they got really worried. They didn't want their child experiencing half of what they experienced when they first came here. And when they saw things started happening, they got really excited and they supported it. And they come to every show.
They do?
Yeah.
In style.
Do they really?
They flew to India to see us play. So.
Okay.
Well, they also got to see family, so I have to ask them what their real motivation is.
Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with Siddhartha Khosla. He's the lead singer for the band Gold Spot. They've just independently released their latest album, And the Elephant is Dancing. They're live here with us in our studios in Washington, D.C. So what are you going to play? You want to play something else from the new album? You want to play
Emily?
Emily. Tell me about Emily.
Emily is... I'm
not trying to get in your business. Yeah. You're all stuttering now. Like, who is Emily? I didn't even know. Who is Emily?
Emily, it's a love song. And I don't know what else to say about it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I've stumbled into something here. Yeah. Is Emily still around?
No, definitely not.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I'll just prepare myself for that. Okay, well, let's hear Emily.
Look at this love. We're a pair of 14-year-olds holding hands in the sun. If we can be wise, we'll part with the pride, set our egos aside for a day. 'Cause recently I woke up in the middle of the night and I had a feeling something ain't right. See, I tried to kiss you through the pillow on my right. And oh, Emily, will you marry? maybe, just maybe.
Thank you. That was Emily, also from the new album. Well, I'm sad for whatever you went through, but it seems like things are getting better.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd mentioned earlier that this hasn't been the easiest road. I mean, no artist has an easy time. I mean, it's not by definition. There is struggle. But you had this kind of interesting experience of being kind of up and then down and then kind of rebuilding. What do you draw from that?
You know, it's this entire journey has been a learning experience. And I'm glad that we went through whatever difficult times we did go through because we grew from it. In making this album, I mean, on a personal level, I had gone through a difficult personal year before writing this album. And I'm glad I went through that because it inspired a whole collection of work that probably wouldn't have been here. And with record companies and the business of all of it and the difficulties that we went through with it, there were also a lot of great things that happened too. You know, going through being on a major label did put us on the map in a way. And we're benefiting from that greatly today. I think it's, you know, made us stronger and tighter as a unit.
You sold out shows both in New York and L.A. and recently. That has to ease whatever pains there are, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of great things that have happened just in personal life outside of that. But, yeah. But thank you. Yeah. So
well,
everything's
that's great.
Good. Yeah.
So I, as I understand it, so you went through this experience with the big label. Now you're independent. And I have to assume that with the success that you're getting, you're probably getting label attention again. Do you still want to stay independent?
Yeah, for the time being, yes. We're just, the right opportunity has to present itself. And right now, it's a very liberating experience because we can make the decisions we want to. We can have the team that we want around us. You know, we have a lot of great friends in the industry that are supporters of this band. And in many ways, we've been kind of our own little label here. And it's nice. You know, we can go on tour. We can play shows. We've been able to sell out shows, which is great. We're getting our songs played on radio. We're getting songs placed in ads and TV. And those are the kind of things that labels try to do themselves. And we're doing that right now. And so if we can keep on doing this and make the music we want to and produce it the way we want to, then I don't see why.
Siddhartha Khosla is the lead singer for the band Gold Spot. Their latest album is called And the Elephant is Dancing, which is available digitally worldwide. They were kind enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studios to hear the full songs they've performed today and a bonus track. Please check out our website at npr.org. Well, good luck to you. It's been great having you come by. We'd love to hear one more thing. I think we want to hear Clap Clap. Because it got the attention of Apple. They used it for one of their iPad videos. I still don't have one, though. I don't know why. My birthday's coming up. Hello. But I just thought I'd put that out there. But can we hear it? Can we hear Clap Clap? For those who haven't already heard it, can we hear it?
Yeah, we can.
All
absolutely.
Right. All right, here it is.
Don't mean I can't clap. Christmas.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.